Mother Angelica once said, faith is like having one foot on the ground, one foot in the air, and a queasy feeling in your stomach. But what really is faith?
I'd say it's belief, trust, and loyalty, and things you can't always see.
I think that's a really great answer, but there's also a really good definition in this Sunday's reading.
Hi, welcome to the Run on the Word. I'm Melissa, and this is Veronica. Today, we're going to be talking about this Sunday's second reading.
Now, there's a longer and a shorter version of this reading, but both start with the definition of faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. The reading talks about Abraham's faith, how he obeyed God when he was called to go out to a foreign land where he didn't know where he was going.
And by that same faith, Abraham's wife Sarah was able to conceive a child even in her old age. And by old, I mean much older than today's normal age to have children.
You know, this reading always reminds me of my mom. No. Sorry, Mom. I did not mean she was old when she had me. What I'm saying is she had a lot of questions when she did have me because the doctors told her that she'd never be able to have children, and I was her third. Then, when she went into her checkup with me, the doctors told her that she should abort me. But she said no, she wouldn't do it because she had faith that God would not give her more than she can handle.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. Well, I'm very blessed to say that I defy the odds, and because of my mom's faith, I'm here with you today. Keeping the faith isn't always easy, but remember, God sent Abraham, an old man with a wife and no children, to a foreign land and promised him as many descendants as the stars in the sky. God was with him the whole time and never left his side and granted Abraham every promise that he made him.
Our challenge for you this week is to open up your Bible and find another passage where God kept one of his promises, like Noah and the Ark, for instance, and take a minute to reflect that God will keep every promise that he made to you too.
And remember, Mother Angelica also said that faith is what gets you started, hope is what keeps you going, and love is what brings you to the end.
And we'll see you next week right here on EWTN.
Bye.